People have blowjobs all wrong. I don't mean they give them wrong, though I'm sure there's plenty of that. No, I mean they don't understand them. They see a woman on her knees with a cock in her mouth and think she's doing what he wants. She's being a good girl. She's a cock sucker. She's a slut. And they think that giving blowjobs is a submissive thing to do. And sure, it can be, I guess. But it's not. Not for me. No. I'm powerful on my knees. I'm in control. I control you. And your pleasure belongs to me. I decide if you'll come, when you'll come, how you'll come. A woman can emphasize the control of a blowjob. She can restrain. She can bind. She could even make a guy stand naked while she's fully dressed. And if it's that guy's thing, she can even put him in a cage and suck him through that. But she doesn't need to. I don't need to. I don't need any of that to be in control. I can put a guy in a leather chair, give him a cigar and a whiskey, strip myself naked, and get on my knees for him. And even then, I'm still in control. I own him. Once his cock is hard and sensitive, once I've teased and tempted and he's ready, before I even lick, when I'm blowing him just in his mind, when he can visualize it, when his hips are thrusting in my general direction, and when I've just barely touched, barely grazed his skin before his cock ever touches my lips. When I just breathe on it and he moans, then I know he's mine. He belongs to me then. You belong to me then. And I can play you like an instrument. I can make you moan. I can make you beg. I can make you come. And I can make you wait. As long as I want. It's a huge turn on, to be honest. Taking a big, strong guy and turning him into fucking putty. With just my lips, my tongue, my warm mouth. My attitude, which is not to say it's not pleasurable for me. I enjoy it too, very much. I like the warm taste. I like the soft skin over hard tissue. I even like the cum. Not like a porn chick. Ooh, it tastes so good, but no. As a marker, as an indicator, a measure of success. But honestly, none of that is why I love blowjobs. And I do love blowjobs. No, I love the control, and I love making you mine. And that's why, unless I need to drain you to help reset your brain, I will take my time. A lot of time. And so I'll spend upwards of 30 minutes, 45, even an hour or more. I'll take off your clothes. Yes, that's already part of it. The act of getting you naked is part of the process. And how I do it is part of my plan. If I lower your zipper and pull your cock out, I want you to feel needed. Like, I can't wait. If I pull your pants down to your thighs, I want you to feel constrained, trapped. Or if I strip you completely, I want you to feel exposed, self-conscious. I will put you exactly where I want you, placing you, for your blowjob sets the tone and tells you how I've decided your experience will go. So if I sit you in a chair, I want your eyes on me. I want you to see everything I do. If I lay you down, I want you lost in the feelings. And if I tie you up, well, you should be so lucky. By the time your cock is out and you're where I want you, you're probably hard. Your brain knows that I have plans for you and it makes your body ready for me. But if not, that's okay too. Getting you hard is fun. Feeling you grow in my hand, against my cheek, against my breasts. That is fun. But once you're hard, well, that is when we truly begin. I prefer to touch, to tease, to give you just enough that you feel that tingle in your balls and at the head. Enough that all you can think about is more. But not enough to come, no. That would never do, not so quickly. I like to put my hands on you, on your stomach, on your pubis, on your thighs. So close, but so far. To blow on your cock. To touch it with a single finger. A single fingernail. To let you know that there's more to come if you can only be patient. I'll run the lightest fingers under your balls or slowly down the underside of your shaft. Wet a finger in my mouth and just brush around the rim of your head. Understand, I know what it will take to make you come. And if I'm not giving it to you, it's because I choose not to. Because I want to see you shake. See your thighs tense. See you attempt to will me into action. Into more. But you'll have to wait, pretty boy. This isn't just a blowjob. This is a lesson. You will learn to accept that I decide that your pleasure belongs to me, and I get to choose how and when you experience it. So I will lick with the very tip of my tongue, silently assess what kind of noises you make. Nibble. Or even lightly bite and judge your response before I even take you fully into my mouth. My warm, wet mouth. I want to know what I'll get out of you, what kind of music you'll make. And then I'll lick you from base to tip and then make that turn that finds you fully in my mouth. This is the moment when I'll see how good you can be. If you thrust up to meet my mouth, I need to reinforce your lesson. Make sure you understand that I am in control here. And if you clench down as I suck, I know you're ready to try your best to be a good boy for me. But you'll need a bit more time before we go all the way. But if you stare through me, lost in the feeling, letting me do whatever I want, well, then I know you're ready for me to take you on the ride of your life. I'll work you with my mouth sliding down and then sucking hard as I pull back, flicking at you with my tongue as I do. I can grasp your shaft in my fist and twist and follow my mouth, pulling up and forward, drawing the cum up from your balls. I can lift and cradle your balls in my soft hand, and I can look up at you through my lashes and watch you as your jaw slackens, as you drink me in. These are mechanics, of course. I'll speed up, I'll slow down, I'll add suction or take you deep. But it's my eyes that will hold you where I want you. Keep you focused. Keep you good. I like it best when I keep you hanging on this edge, close but never over. Passion clouding your mind. I want to drive you crazy till you have nothing in your pretty head but your cock in my mouth, till you feel like a toy that exists solely for my use. Mine. For me. Only. When your moans become a chant, repeated cries that could be pleasure or could be agony, then, and only then, will I consider your release. Are you even aware of the change, or are you too lost in the haze of desire? Now I'm working to make you come. A steady rhythm, a consistent pace, massaging the balls that will soon give me my reward. I'm waiting for you to harden just that little bit more, to tighten, and then for the legs to shake, the stomach to tremble, the moans to turn into a silent gasp, your hands to flex and grip, and your toes to curl and clench. And then you will come, because I decide. You'll release your cum into my mouth, and I will keep on going. Did you think we were done? Pretty boy. No. We're not. Not by half. Not till I say. I'll let you spray into my mouth, and I'll keep working your cock. I never understood these ruined orgasms. I want you to feel it all completely, thoroughly, unrelentingly. I want to drain every drop, so I'll keep going while your cock spasms pump after pump of cum into my mouth, spilling down your cock, pooling around the base, till the last weak spasm, the last spurt of cum. And then I'll double my pace, because you have so much more to give, good boy, and I want it all. Now is when your tone changes from mindless moaning to whimpers and possibly even protests. It's too much. I'm too sensitive, and always, please, I can't. But I know something, sweetie. I know that you can. I know you will. So when the protests start, I go faster, I go harder. I will get you up to and over that edge as quickly as I can now. Right at the line of pleasure and pain, right where you think you will go fucking insane. And you will come again. Maybe twice, maybe more. I will keep going till you're dry. Till you struggle to get away. Till you beg me. Till I own you, heart and soul. And then I'll look up at you and smile with my cum-glazed lips. I'll stare into your uncomprehending eyes. I'll kiss your cock and wink and lick my lips. And I'll remind you, this is mine. You are mine. Right? That's right, my good boy. Because I'm powerful on my knees.